So too did his opponents cry out in pain and terror. They turned and fled, or tried to. Brunner kicked the feet out from under the nearest, the same poor dwarf whose legs he had swept out at the beginning of the encounter. He ran right over the poor lad, stomping him flat. He couldn't catch the other one, though, for she was older and faster, so he hoisted his fighting stick like a javelin and let fly. The missile caught the poor girl right in the back of the neck and sent her sprawling to the floor in a cloud of dust. "Are ye having fun, then?" an outraged Brunner yelled at Mutton Chops and King Emerus. "Promote him at once to the town guard," King Emerus mumbled to Mutton Chops Stonehammer.
"But he's just a laddie."
"He'll be training with the adults," the king sharply replied.
"Take him to new heights of prowess."
He paused and looked Mutton Chops in the eye.
"And humble him. Three gods as me witness, I'll not again be hearing the son of Reginald Roundshield blaspheme Moradin." "Yes, me king," Mutton Chops said with a low bow.
And so began the next journey for Brunner, where he would spend the next 3 years on the training grounds with the finest warriors of Citadel Felbar, and where he would spend most of those brutal sessions on the floor, truth be told. But for the angry young dwarf, that journey was not humbling, just infuriating. The Year of the Final Stand, 1475, D.R., Citadel Felbar. The young dwarf, Reginald Roundshield, had gained much notice in Citadel Felbar. Every clan in the city buzzed about RR's tough son, no longer referring to this teenager as RR's little boy. For though he had seen no action outside of the city guard's training grounds, his strength and battle prowess had been nothing short of amazing, given his tender age and his still small and underdeveloped body. For the one named Reginald Roundshield, who had been named Brunner Battlehammer in his previous existence, the whispers that followed him to the training grounds each morning and home again late each night did nothing to flatter him, and everything to remind him of how ridiculous this whole process had become. Day after day, 10 day after 10 day, month after month, and now year after year, he had played the game and assumed the role,
"Child prodigy," they said. "A fitting tribute to RR," they whispered behind his solitary walks. Even, "Clangadin reborn!"
For a long while, the whispers bothered Brunner, particularly the most outrageous. As if the dwarf gods had any part in the travesty that had put him back in Faerun, instead of granting him his due to sit beside them in his well-earned place of honor. Now, though, he didn't even hear the whispers or the applause, and when he did, he didn't let the words sink in below a cursory level of awareness. He went to the training grounds and he fought, viciously, tirelessly, and fearlessly, and came home each night battered and bruised and exhausted. Yes, exhausted most of all, because exhaustion was his defense against the restless sleep he too often fell into. Even his dreams proved disjointed and off-balance, interspersing the experiences of his previous life with those of this existence. And worse, those dreams, like his thoughts, too often contained a scowling image of Moradin. He sat in his bedchamber one night, wrapping bandages around the newest wounds on one forearm. How had he missed such an easy parry?
"Nah, not missed," he stubbornly told himself.
For the block had been good, but his still immature muscles had not given him the strength to properly deflect the veteran warrior's blow far enough from his exposed shield arm. But he had indeed erred in not anticipating that, he reminded himself. He had gone for the kill in the sparring match, trying a complicated cross-body deflection with his wooden axe instead of the safer block with his buckler. If he had been older and stronger, he would have probably pushed that striking wooden sword out wide enough and left himself in perfect balance to smack the fool across the face with a killing backhand. But he was not older and stronger, and so he had lost the match.
"Keep telling yourself that," Brunner counseled.
For while little mattered to him in those dark days of his young second life, He wanted above all else to beat them all, to knock down these city guards one after another and stand atop the bleeding pile. Why? He came to this point of reasoning and questioning often, his anger driving his thoughts onward and onward until they reached that fantasy of seemingly pointless supreme victory. What would he win?
"Ah, but you got yourself a nasty one," said
Eween, his mother, stepping into the room.
"I heard ye fought well against Priam Thickbelt, though, and he's a good one, I know. Fought him meself."
Her voice trailed off, and Brunner knew it was because he hadn't even afforded her the courtesy of looking at her while she rambled. He winced at the realization. Eween was not deserving of his disrespect. But still, neither was she his mother. Not to his present thinking. And allowing her to continue along with the delusion truly insulted him, and reminded him of how helpless he was in the face of his errant choice in Eruladoon. A strong hand grabbed his ear and yanked his head around to stare into the scowling face of Eween Roundshield.
"Ye look at me when I'm talking to—"
Then her voice became a garbled grunt of surprise and pain as Brunner, acting purely reflexively, acting as Brunner Battlehammer and not Reginald Roundshield, slapped his arm back, catching her by the wrist, breaking her grasp and driving her arm down, twisting it to force her to lurch to the side.
"Oh!"
she exclaimed, catching her breath when Brunner let her go. He looked away, embarrassed but still angry, and was not really surprised when Eween smacked him on the back of his head.
"Ye don't disrespect your ma!"
she scolded, and she poked him in the side of the head.
"And look at me!"
He did, his face a mask of anger.
"I come in here giving ye praise, and ye slight me?"
Eween asked incredulously.
"I'm not wanting your praise or anyone else's." "By the gods!"
cried the exasperated woman.
"Damn the gods!"
Brunner exploded at her. Before he even realized his movements, he was on his feet, hoisting his wooden chair above his head. With a growl, he threw it across the room, against the wall, shattering it to kindling.
"Oh, but get your head, boy!"
Eween scolded.
"Ye don't go cursing Moritan in me house!" "Ah, but it's all a stupid joke, don't ye see?" "What's all?" "All of it,"
Brunner insisted.
"All a derned game for them to laugh about. All a puny try for puny glories that none'll remember or care about. Bones and stones, so me friend used to say. Bones and stones and nothing more. For all our cries of glory, for all our cheers to lost kin. Bah, but ain't it just..."